This is Memory Book, the ultimate guide to improving your memory with advanced proven strategies. Written by Greg D. Williams. Read by Matt Montanez. Introduction. Your brain works as a storage area that stores memory. There are actually two types of memory, short-term and long-term. In your brain, there are various kinds of memory that are stored. Since the brain is so enormous, it requires a system where the memory can be encoded and retrieved. Your brain is required to get information very quickly, regardless of what it is. It doesn't matter whether the information is old or new. There are some times where the brain cannot retrieve the memory that is needed. Depending on the situation, it could be something that is not a big deal. On the other hand, it could be something that is massive. There may have been times where you have gone to a strip mall and you don't remember where you parked your vehicle. Or you may have gone to the office product store and didn't remember what you were supposed to purchase. Maybe you encountered someone that you knew and forgot their name. That can be embarrassing. If you were young when these memory lapses happened, then when you get in your 30s and 40s, you may be approaching some senior moments, or you may start to forget more. Within 20 years after that, you may be concerned about Alzheimer's disease. However, this condition has started to creep up in people in their 30s, so it's not just limited to the senior citizen age group anymore. It's a good idea to know how your brain operates in regard to your memory. Things such as the birth of your first child, your child's high school graduation, those are things that you will cherish forever. Those are special moments, and it's difficult to erase the memory. Even if they did not turn out the way you wanted it to, they were still moments that you will never have again with that child. Memory is supposed to be about remembering things that have happened, remembering people, places, and things. Memory is not something that you can see. You just know it's there inside of your brain. The important thing is that there is a place where you can store and retrieve information whenever you need to. If you are looking to improve your memory, this guide provides some tips and tricks that you can use to start the process. As you utilize them, you can keep information in your memory bank without the embarrassment of forgetfulness. Chapter 1. Short and Long-Term Memory. Your memory is required to be stored in your brain, regardless of whether the information stays for a while or not. It's been said that there are three types of ways that memory can be stored in the brain. There is the sensory area, short-term memory, and long-term memory. We don't have to hold on to everything that is stored in our brain. There is a section that acts as a protector so that you won't be bombarded with information overload that we consume on a regular basis. With short-term memory, there is not much capacity. It only holds so much for no more than a half a minute. However, there may be a way to hold it for a little longer. If you divide the information into chunks, it could stay in your memory a little longer than usual. You can also repeat the information to keep the short-term memory going. Information that is crucial goes to the long-term memory bank. It comes from the short-term memory. If you use the information repeatedly, it will probably go to the long-term memory side. That is, where it will stay for a longer period of time. When people know what the information is about, it can be easily stored. They feel that the information means a lot to them. They can relate to it and keep it stored in their long-term memory. People whose memory is average can remember lots of information about one thing. In order for the information to get to the long-term memory bank, it will go through the sensory and the short-term memory first. Chapter 2. Eating a Healthy Diet. Even though a healthy diet is good for your heart, it is also good for your mind. You should eat from all the food groups that would include fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean meats, poultry, dairy products, 2% or less milk. You will still need water to flush down the food. Water is very important because it keeps you hydrated. Drinking alcohol will dehydrate you and cause you to forget things. Don't rely on the herbal supplements to provide you with the nutrients that you need to sustain your memory. There have not been any on the market that have been proven to do so. A healthy diet is the best way for you to get all of the vitamins and minerals that you need. You need a healthy brain not only to think, but to keep your memory intact. You need to eat foods that contain antioxidants, such as spinach, broccoli, blueberries. You could also include fish in your diet, such as cod, salmon, sardines, very efficient in improving your memory.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?